You're listening to the PubKey Cyber Cafe, a bi-weekly podcast of news on the government response to cybersecurity threats and trends, including federal, state, and international laws and regulations, and cyber in the courtroom. Hi, welcome back to the Cyber Cafe. This is Bill Olver for PubKey Cyber. Every morning, we capture the latest news and opinion related to government cybersecurity efforts, and every 2 weeks on this podcast, we recap our top headlines. The House Homeland Security Committee has approved a bill that would give DHS broad authority to ban contractors who pose cyber and national security risks. The Security of the Homeland Security Supply Chain Act of 2018 would apply only to DHS contracts and would require the department to notify contractors before a ban is implemented. Vendors would be allowed to protest or make efforts to mitigate the problem. The ban could not be challenged in federal court or through GAO. A broader proposal under consideration would authorize DHS to bar contractors across civilian agencies and give similar authorities to the Defense Secretary for military contracts and to the Director of National Intelligence for intelligence community contracts. The fiscal year 2019 NDAA passed both houses of Congress in record time. Among its provisions, the bill would direct the administration to provide more clarification on its cyber policy, require the administration to develop a cyber defense strategy for NATO, and require congressional reports on cyber attacks that involve the military or defense contractors. The bill also would require DoD to hold a high-level exercise to walk through how it would support civilian agencies in the event of a large-scale cyber attack against the country's infrastructure. Representative Jerry Connolly is promoting a bill that would reform the FedRAMP process, setting clear lines of responsibility and compliance for the cloud authorization process. The program has come under fire because the roles and responsibilities of vendors and their sponsoring agencies can be confusing. The FedRAMP Reform Act would formally establish the Office of Management and Budget as the responsible entity for issuing guidance to federal agencies, while GSA's FedRAMP PMO would be responsible for day-to-day implementation. DoD is working on a do not buy list of software vendors who may have been compromised by foreign governments. Ellen Lord, the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer, says that her office is trying to put rules in place to protect against buying software that has Russian or Chinese provenance, which can be difficult because of holding companies. DoD is looking for ways it can work with the defense industry to toughen up security and incorporate counterintelligence into the acquisition process. DHS is launching a National Risk Management Center to tackle key cybersecurity priorities, including the creation of a registry of the nation's digital crown jewels. Initially, the center will focus on the energy, telecom, healthcare, and financial services sectors, and will organize much of its work into a series of 90-day sprints focused on particular national cyber priorities. DHS has named Bob Kolaski to serve as the center's director. Kolaski currently serves as the Acting Assistant Secretary for Infrastructure Protection at DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate. The Department of Energy is planning a hands-on test of the real-world consequences of a successful cyber attack against critical infrastructure. The stress test will mimic a cyber attack levied against electric, oil, and natural gas systems. The simulated attack will require participants to respond and rebuild the energy grid over the course of the week-long program. The program aims to establish a step-by-step guide to help energy staff restore a grid taken offline during a cyber attack. In an unclassified report to Congress, the National Security Agency Inspector General said NSA is suffering from substantial cyber vulnerabilities. For example, the agency has not properly implemented two-person access controls on its data centers and equipment rooms. This was a measure taken after Edward Snowden leaked sensitive data, which requires approval from another employee before any employee or contractor can access the information. Effective August 1st, Louisiana has updated its data breach notification law to add biometric information and state ID and passport numbers to the definition of personal information. It also requires that notice of a breach be made within 60 days of discovery. Finally, 1 month after enforcement of the GDPR, the French Supervisory Authority has issued a formal warning to two software developers in relation to their processing of geolocation data for targeted advertising. According to the notices, the consent on which both companies relied was not freely given, specific, informed, or unambiguous, and thus did not meet GDPR standards. Consent was not requested until after the software was installed and running, and did not adequately draw attention to its use of targeted advertising. And that's the news for this week. For further reading on today's topics, you can find links to our blog posts and original sources on the PubKey Cyber page where you listen to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the presentation. Join me again in 2 weeks for another recap of cybersecurity legal news in the Cyber Cafe.